97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Andy Puzzer in the next hour. Talk a little bit about inflation and the economy. He's working on a new book right now. Former Senator Lamping as well. And an audio cut of the day right now. Frank Cusumano on a Monday afternoon. Damn, Jack Flaherty last night did pretty well for those L.A. Dodgers, didn't he? Although they're not faring very well this afternoon, Frank.
No, this series has no drama at all. Last night it was 9-0. Today it's 6-0 Mets. But yeah, you're right. Flaherty was out of sight, a two-hitter for 7 innings. His mom was in the stands. She tweeted out a photo of Jack as like a 12-year-old in a Dodger uniform. You know, I once got in trouble because I said that, you know, Flaherty, when it's at the end of his Cardinal contract, you know he wants to go back to L.A. And then he kind of like confronted me and somebody in the organization. So what are you saying that for? Well, where is he pitching now and where is he going to sign in the offseason? He's going to end up in L.A.
Did that really happen where you got scolded for that? That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't pay attention.
No, I get it. By the way, Max Muncy hit a home run, so it's 6-1. The other series starts tonight, though, right?
Yes, Guardians and Yankees. I think the Yankees had too much firepower, but Cleveland's been a great story all season long. Should be a fun series.
All right, I'm going to say go Tribe on that one. How about the Tigers? They get back on track, although they weren't playing a very good team. But that's what you needed in Massachusetts over the weekend, Frank, for Mizzou to get back on track. Now, you got Auburn coming in this weekend for homecoming.
Yeah, it was interesting because Coach Drink told the team before the game, this is the smallest crowd that any Mizzou team has played in front of, I think he said, since 1967. There were about 8,000. I talked to Brady Cook last night. He felt it was like a Chaminade CBC high school game, and there wasn't any problem in getting in the signals. I thought the takeaway from that game was what happened late. Missouri has a weapon. His name is Brett Norfley. He is a 6'7", 255-pound tight end. He's an unbelievable athlete. He could be a Division I baseball player. I saw him hit towering home runs at Francis Howell. They got him involved. Now, he was banged up all summer. He got injured the first game. He hasn't been healthy. Now he is. They've been putting in a lot more stuff for him. Keep an eye on Brett Norfleet, their towering tight end.
Is Luther, did he get hurt, some shoulder injury or what?
He did. He took a real bad collision in the third quarter, came down hard on his shoulder. His dad told me before the game ended, and his dad has an in with the assistant coach or the trainer, that he's going to be fine. Drink will make it official tomorrow. And Brady seemed to think that he was going to be all right. I don't think it's serious.
You know, I stumbled into that Illinois-Purdue game late on Saturday, and holy moly, that was a thriller, right? And then Purdue decides it's overtime. Purdue scores. Illinois scores. They go up. I think it was 50-43. Purdue scores 50-49. They go for two, which you often do if you're on the road. That's sort of the rule. Didn't work out for them. Illinois escapes with a victory.
Yeah, they have quietly been, well, I wouldn't say quietly because their games have been so exciting, but they have snuck up on everybody. I mean, they're up to number 22 in the country in the AP poll. So that's awesome to see. Brett Bielema won a ton of games at Wisconsin. Didn't win as many at Arkansas, but he's a heck of a coach.
Yeah, you know, I have to give them their due because I've watched them play a couple of times this season, and they're a really good team. Now, Mizzou in the rankings, they move up just a little bit. They have Auburn this weekend. They're only, I think, 6.5-point favorites, but that is a game that you don't want to stumble on coming into this weekend because you got more important games down the road with Tuscaloosa just around the corner in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't think Auburn's real good. I mean, they played some teams close, but they are 2-4. You must win this homecoming game on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., which I plan on attending. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get up. It doesn't help that it's like an early game because I like going to the parade and stuff like that, but the parade has got to be like 7:30 in the morning or something ridiculous like that. But I'm going to try to make it up there. We'll see what the weather does for this weekend, Frank.
Yep, and then tomorrow night, the Blues and the home opener. I understand the video they're going to play before the game, if you're going to the game, is just like heart-stopping, emotional. Chris Zimmerman said it actually made him cry. Now, the Blues know how to put together a presentation. They know how to stage big events, and the home opener is a big one. And there's got to be some momentum, too, because you have three games out west, and they staged three magnificent comebacks. They come back with 4 points. They almost tied Vegas in Vegas, but like most people who go to Las Vegas, they come home empty in terms of points. But I'll take the 4 points in a three-game span.
Hey, by the way, College Hoops is about to start. They had the new poll that came out today. Not a real surprise. KU was picked number one. But look at Alabama. All of a sudden, they're a basketball school as well. They were number two.
And, you know, there is a little bit of an Alabama connection with St. Louis University. Josh Schertz, and Nate Oates, the head coach at Alabama, are extremely close, and they exchange practice video almost like every other day, because Oates subscribes to the same theory that Schurz does. Listen closely. It's only going to be about making threes and dunks and layups. They will not allow twos to be shot for the most part. And like a perfect game is like 33 shot and, 20 dunks and layups. And those two are both on the same wavelength. And Oates has done an incredible job at Alabama.
That is really interesting. Mizzou, of course, does not even come close to get any votes in the top 25. However, having said that, I think this is a team that will be in the top 25 by the beginning of next year in January.
That's a bold prediction for a team that didn't win a game in 2024. But I will agree with you. The talent level is really good, and I think they're going to be fine. They've lightened up the schedule a little bit. They got some tough teams, but I would not be surprised if they have a pretty good record heading into the conference
season. Look, you got your peeps and sources in Columbia. I got my own. I'm hearing really good things from Dennis Gates and the crew as they start to practice. So I'm going to keep my hopes up. Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Friday.
Get more at 971talk.com.